Good morning. Today we are continuing our conversation of stealing customers, and today we're going to talk about stealing the customers of a driver. What does that mean? So the story is told, it's in the Sefer Mishnas Yeshua, of a certain bus driver. We'll call him Reuven, and he had a business, he had a bus, and he created opportunities for himself, which is a positive thing. So it was one time Meron, that people can't go up with private cars, only buses. So he put up signs around town, whatever town it was. Let's say Yerushalayim, he put up signs saying that the bus is going to be leaving. There's an opportunity to go on a bus. It's going to be 60 shekel each, and we're going to go up. It'll be Monday night, and that's going to be Lag BaOmer with the bonfires on late Monday night. So they're going to leave 9 p.m., and it states where everyone should gather together, 9 p.m., time, place, location, etc., 60 shkalim, everyone be there prompt. And a competitive bus driver named Shimon, he actually had his own bus as well, he got a hold of one of the flyers, and he decided that he's going to show up a few minutes early. Let's say he shows up at 8:45, people are waiting there, and he simply shouts out the door, Hahasa'a leMeiron Higia, this is the bus that is going to Meiron. I have arrived, Alubis Rizut, get in, come quickly and let's get going, let's depart. So everyone who was standing there got in, good amount of customers, because Reuven had did a good job at putting the flyers up all over town and generating the business. But now Shimon is getting a windfall from that, because he's the one who is going to make all the money. He didn't have the expenses and costs of the advertising, and he's just going to benefit from the advertising, gather up all those customers, takes off, close up doors before Reuven gets there. Reuven shows up a few minutes to nine, and there is no one there waiting for him. And he's sitting there scratching his head, thinking, what happened here? There was somebody who had been watching this, and they had a conversation. It is unclear whether Reuven got off the bus and asked this person who was watching, or the person who saw Reuven and what was going on, and told Reuven that another bus had been there. Another bus had been there, took all the people. There had been a big crowd of people, 40, 50, 60 people waiting there, and that could be a good amount of money, times 60 shkalim each person. And the first bus driver, whoever it was, he took them all up to Meiron. Now Reuven does a little bit research, investigation, and he finds out that it was Shimon. Shimon was the competitive bus driver who came, who had the windfall off of all the advertisement and effort that Reuven put in. And now Reuven makes a claim against Shimon. Number one, you have to pay me the cost, the profits. Number one, the profits, the revenue that you received from the customers. And number two, you have to pay me my costs of my advertising that I put up, that I created the advertising, the signs, and put them all over the place. So that was the claim of Reuven against Shimon. And indeed, the Mishnah Yeshua goes through an analysis and says, apparently, this is the same as we discussed, that we have a fisherman. This is the Gemara in Baba Basra. You have fisherman number one, and he puts up his nets, and he's trying to catch fish, and he has bait inside of it. And the Gemara tells us that fisherman number two is not permitted to set up his nets close to number one. He has to distance himself 8,000 amos, approximately 2.5 miles away, because that's the amount of distance that the fish can lunge at, make a swim if they would see the competitive bait in the second net. So the second fisherman has to distance himself, not allowed to put himself next to those fish. Those fish are considered to be the first fisherman's, either because they're already in his net or because he's the only one around. He is certain that he will be able to catch them. But either way, we see that there is a connection, a nexus between fisherman number one and the fish in that area already. So fisherman number two is not allowed to compete and take those fish. And says the Mishnah Yehoshua, apparently the same thing would apply in this situation, that those passengers that have come together because of the advertisements of Reuven are considered his fish. And accordingly, a second fisherman, which would be the second bus driver, Shimon, would not be permitted to come and collect them. They are effectively owned by Reuven. But the question then is, certainly Shimon did the wrong thing, but what recourse Does Reuven have? Can Reuven, if he takes him to Beis Din, can he force Shimon to pay? Or is this not the type of thing that you can force him to pay? That even though Shimon did something wrong, but it does not mean that a Beis Din would require Shimon to pay. So this is the bottom line of the Mishnah Yeshua in this situation. Shimon Hisnag B'Masa Rama Ut Gedolah. Shimon certainly was he tricked him. Shimon acted in a very treacherous and unethical way. He is called, quote-unquote, a goslin, because he took these passengers that Reuven had advertised about. Reuven put in the effort. Reuven paid for the advertising. So Shimon effectively stole from him. And it's very similar to comparable to the case of the Mitzudas Dagim, of the second fisherman coming and putting up his nets and trying to get the fish from the first one. And we Paskin in the Gemara, the second fisherman is not permitted to do that. Nonetheless, the question is, what recourse does Reuven have? And here it's more difficult for Reuven. So even though Shimon did the wrong thing, that does not mean that Reuven has actual recourse in a court of law, in a Beis Din. Umikomakom enanu yecholim lakof oto la'achziras rivachav. However, we cannot force Shimon to return the proceeds, his profits, his revenues to Reuven. Why not? Because he didn't actually steal something outright, meaning he stole the opportunity, he benefited in an inappropriate way, but he didn't steal an item. He didn't steal something tangible, physical, something that we can say that this was a thief that he stole. True that Shimon is called the goslin, but he didn't steal something tangible that we can have recourse to say you have to return it. Nonetheless, having said that, Habivadai deroi lefasha ulahoros leshimon shifatsev yistadarim Reuven. But nonetheless, we should tell them that they should compromise. Indeed, we should be telling Shimon, you are right now being called a Rasha. You are a Rasha. You did Rishus, you did something evil, and accordingly, you have to make efforts to make amends with Reuven in order for him to forgive you, because you still need to receive forgiveness because you benefited from him and you took advantage of him. And accordingly, although there's not recourse in a Beis Din, but b'shamayim, up in heaven, you are viewed as the thief, you're viewed as a Rasha, and you need to work out a deal and compromise with Reuven in order for him to forgive you so you can be relinquished of having that title of being a goslin and a Rasha. So that is indeed the Eitzah that is given to Shimon, that you need to compromise, you need to work out a negotiated amount that will make Reuven somewhat happy in order for him to forgive you. And then he says, V'alkol lefi ro'os eina dayan, and it's going to be based on what they agreed to do, but the Beis Din itself will not be able to force a payment in this situation. Have a wonderful day.